This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Sunday, March 7th, 2010. It's Oscar Sunday, and excuse me, my nose is all clogged up. Oh, that's nasty, isn't it? I'm sure you agree with that, and you don't care for that. Anyway, so it's Oscar Sunday, and I am recording this right at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and the red carpet is about to happen, and I've got it on ABC so I can watch it and see what's going on the red carpet. I have no freaking clue. We will see. So, the weekend. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to all the people who came to the chat room last Thursday night for the return of the group shows, the gangbangs on Arch Radio. We had such a good time. That was a really good podcast, I thought. And it was fun to get back to that. And I'm going to have a chat with Arthur at some point and talk about coming back on a more regular basis, but not necessarily a scheduled time, but we'll see, we'll talk about it. Now why did that change my channel? My DVR just changed without asking me. Oh, because it's recording two different things. Oh fuck, how am I gonna watch the oh no, that's gonna suck. Let me go to I'm sorry. I'm totally distracted by the frickin' TV, which is sad. I wanted to watch the red carpet, but I'm recording. You know what? I should stop recording one of those, because I want to see that. Let's do stop recording. Anyways, yes. All right, good. Now it's not recording two things, and I can go watch back over to the Oscars Red Carpet 2010. There we go. Okay. Anyway. Sorry about that. I get so distracted so easily. I was talking about the weekend. So this weekend, it's 50-50. I went to the boyfriend's house for half of it, and he came to my house for half of it. Friday night, I went to his house, and we had fish for dinner, and he had crab cakes, and we kind of just sat around in the evening and just, our usual chit-chat, catch-up. And I was not in the best of mood Friday night. I think I was tired. I was giving the boyfriend a hard time. But everything was all right. I mean, it was just fine. Then we went to bed. And then Saturday, the boyfriend had a work commitment that he had already, prearranged or whatever. So he had to go do his duty, let's say. And then I left and came home to my house while he was busy, and I did some things around my house, and then I was preparing because we were going to, when he was done with his commitment, he was coming to my house, and we were going to two wineries. So I was like making lunch and preparing stuff and then just kind of relaxing. Well, he got to my house around, I don't know, 1 o'clock, 1:30, something like that, and it is later than we usually leave to go to wineries, but that was fine. So we drove out to Fauquier County and went to one winery and did a tasting there and had a good time. And then went to a second one. And the second one, we know the owner / winemaker. So we ended up staying there for like 4 hours and talking to him. We did not leave the winery until like 7 o'clock, which is really late. They close at 6 and we stay for an extra hour talking to them. Just, chatting about wine stuff, this and that and the other. And getting the wine gossip and stuff, and of course drinking lots of wine. So, well, I wasn't because I was driving, but the boyfriend was enjoying the wine because the guy was giving us like different samples of the stuff that he had been working on and what's coming out, and some good stuff's coming down, will be released soon, I should say. But anyway, that was fun. But we didn't get home until like almost 8 o'clock, because it's almost an hour drive. It's like 55 minutes out there. So, it took us almost an hour to get home. So, then when we got home, we were going to make dinner, but we had eaten so late that I wasn't even hungry. So the boyfriend just had some nibbles. And then we opened a couple bottles of wine to do some tasting of some white wines. And we ended up opening three bottles, but only drank half, well, not even half, about a third of one bottle. And then the rest went in the refrigerator. And the other two were really bad, so we dumped those down the drain. You know, that's what happens with some Virginia wines. If you wait too long to drink them, then you open them and they're bad. So, and that's exactly what happened. Oh, excuse me, big fatty. That was Coke. So then we, what did we do? I guess we watched some TV, played on the computer, returned some email because we got some wine email. I returned one wine email because this this winery has sent us a couple emails saying, please come out and visit us and, plan to make a trip out to visit us. We'll, you know, let us know when you're coming. And because, you know, I don't know why, we haven't written about them in a while. So I guess they noticed that on our blog and they wanted to, you know, wanted to make sure that we were, you know, still like their wines or, you know, whatever. So they invited us out and they've written us two emails. And I said, finally, well, you know, let's go tomorrow. You know, let's go on Sunday because they've invited us. We need to go. So I wrote the lady back and said, okay, well, we'll be coming tomorrow. Hope it's not too short a notice. And I said, no big deal. We'll come out and do a tasting. No big deal. Like, don't make a big deal about it because we don't like to be, we actually like to be incognito when we go to wineries. But if they already know us, then that's kind of hard to do. Anyway, so I forget, what did we do last night? I guess we stayed up till 11 o'clock and then went to bed. Because it was late and we were tired. So we went to bed about 11 o'clock and then slept until like 8 o'clock this morning, which is a pretty long time. We love the sleep. You know, of course, we're doing our snuggles and having a nice snuggle time. And snuggles does not mean sex. But, you know. Anyway, enough about that. So we got up this morning, made breakfast and got ourselves dressed. And I cooked some chicken to take for lunch. And then we had two wineries on the list to go to today. So we went to the first winery. I can't remember the name of the winery. Where did we go first? Oh, I know what it was. So we went there, did a tasting. We got there, you know, shortly after they opened, like 11:15, because I didn't want to spend the whole day winering again today. So we went to the first winery and did a tasting and then left there and went to the second winery. And literally the minute we walked in the door, the tasting room manager says to us, are you from such and such? And I was like, yeah, we are. And she goes, oh, we've been expecting you. Come on in. And then they had this big tasting for us and the owner's wife came out and talked to us and they, you know, brought out these little cheese and crackers and tapenade and for the whole tasting thing and kept telling us about all these different things. They let us taste a couple of wines that hadn't been released yet. I mean, it's very nice. We like the attention. I mean, it's nice to feel like you're important and stuff, but we would really prefer to be not noticed because we like to be, without being influenced by stuff. So, but anyway, we had a nice long, it was a really long tasting. We got to do, you know, nice chats with the lady and the tasting associate and all of that. But, I'm getting distracted again. That's Zac Efron on TV. And there's Mariah Carey. Oh, all right. Anyway, I'm sorry. I get distracted so easily. So our tasting was like an hour and 15 minutes long. They kept talking way too long about the different wines and having us, you know, try this cheese with this wine and this tapenade would go really well with this wine and, you know, on and on and on. It was like they were schmoozing us too much. I thought it was overkill. The boyfriend loved it. I thought it was a bit overkill. Anyway, after that, we told him we were going to have some lunch. So we had some bread and cheese and a pepperoni thing. And a bottle of wine, and we sat and ate our lunch and had the wine stuff. And then it was time to pay, and I was going to buy a couple of bottles, so I got paid for the lunch and two bottles of wine, and they gave us a 50% discount. My bill was $46. It would have been, whatever, $92 had they not given me a 50% discount. And I was like, holy crap, if I had known they were going to give us a discount, I would have bought some more wine. That's amazing. And so the boyfriend got a couple of bottles of wine too. We walked off with 4 bottles of wine. Well, 5, because the one that we didn't finish the one for lunch, so we had that left. But we were just like shocked. Why? I don't. Well, yes, we like it. It's very nice to have the discounts and the attention and stuff. But again, our blog is based on our impressions, not being persuaded, you know, or schmoozed by these people. However, having said that, all of their wines were really good. I mean, they have some very strong wines. So, I mean, luckily, you know, they do have some nice wines, so we'll be able to say really nice things about their wine. So, yeah. So, anyway, after that, we left there, came home, and I told the boyfriend that I wanted to take a long, nice long nap because I want to watch the Oscars tonight until the very end, because that's what I like to do. So he was like, sure, let's snuggle. So we had about an hour and a half, almost 2 hour nap. Not quite 2 hours, an hour and a half nap. And I totally fell asleep, which I really usually do not like to do because then I won't sleep at night. But knowing I'm going to be staying up late to watch the Oscars, I had no problem falling asleep. And the boyfriend fell asleep too. And then we got up at about 10 of 5, I think it was. Maybe even 5 o'clock. It was 5 o'clock. It was maybe even a little after. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta get some stuff done. I got 2 loads of laundry and got, you know, all these things to do. So the boyfriend got himself together and he left and I got started doing stuff. So I actually still have laundry in the dishwasher. I still have laundry in the washing machine. Actually, I did do a load of dishes too, but anyway. Now, and now I'm going to watch the Oscars. So this is a really short podcast, but let's see what's in the news, because I wanted to mention, I don't know if I talked, I think I did talk about it, but I can't quite remember. You know, our wonderful governor here in Virginia is an asshole. Well, our attorney general now, big time newspapers or whatever, but our attorney general has decided to send he sent letters to universities, colleges and universities in Virginia, asking them to change their non-discrimination policy to remove sexual orientation as a protected class in discrimination cases. And there has been this huge outrage against this, because he did this. Well, it hit the Post, Washington Post, on Friday, because they actually got a copy of the actual letter that was sent to all the colleges and universities. And so I did a little research around the internet, and Virginia newspapers, Richmond Times Dispatch, Roanoke Times, a couple other smaller papers. I went to their websites, and they had same articles posted, but I was reading the comments to see what the comments were like in these different parts of the state, and overwhelmingly positive against Ken Cuccinelli, our attorney general. Like, in other words, people are saying, what an idiot, what an asshole, that's, you know, you're advocating discrimination, all this kind of stuff. And of course, there are the assholes who say, good, gays don't deserve any special rights, blah, 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 you know, that kind of crap. But the majority of the comments that I read were, you know, for our side, in terms of, you know, getting, not rights, not special rights, but non-discrimination based on sexual orientation. So that's pretty huge. It's been going on this weekend. If you go to the Washington Post and click on local and then go to Virginia and click on Virginia politics, you'll see this lady Kumar. I don't know what her first name is, but it's Kumar is her last name. And she is keeping up with Bob McDonnell and Ken Cuccinelli, writing about every single thing that they do. It's wonderful. I love this lady. She does some really good reporting. Anyway, so I've been watching that balloon over the weekend, and I went to his Facebook page, and there's nothing nice being said to him on his Facebook page, which was interesting. Another thing I think I mentioned before is during the snowstorms, we had to miss school 7 days, and according to our school calendar, we had to make up 4 of those. Well, my county decided that they were going to, well, the school board voted to, instead of adding 30 minutes to the school day, making it really late for kids to leave every day. Like, my kids would not leave until 4:25 in the afternoon. That's when the school bell would ring. And that means I wouldn't get out of there until 5 o'clock. So that would make a really long day, getting there at 7 o'clock. 7 to 5, that's just way too long. Anyway, the school board decided to just add the days onto the end of the school year. So now my school year is going to be extended by 3 days, because we're making up 1 day on April 12th, which is a teacher work day. So I'm not going to be out of school until June 25th. Now, that's assuming that we have no more snow days, no more snowstorms. And that's a Friday, so Friday the 25th would be the last day of school. Which, you know, is actually not that bad. It's the same week, because we were going to get out the 22nd, so it's really just, you know, 3 more days. It's the same week, no big deal. So, yeah. All right, well, that's all I have, boys and girls. I hope you had a great weekend, and thank you all for the comments about the group show. It was downloaded a lot. I appreciate that, of course. And I'm going to talk with Arthur about possibly doing it again. So then you'll have to join us. So, all right, that's all I have for today. I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope you have a great week, and I will talk to you, or I don't know which day I'll talk to you. But anyway, until next time, boys and girls, bye.